About 15 years ago, pharmaceutical researchers discovered the first antiretroviral drugs, medicines that can successfully combat HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. As time has gone on, these drugs have been made more potent, and patients who take them live longer. But one problem persists.
The treatment were not perfect, and the virus find its way out in everyone.
Jean-Pierre Routy is an HIV researcher at McGill University in Montreal. He says antiretrovirals do a good job at killing viruses that are circulating freely in the bloodstream. After taking them for a few months, HIV patients have virus levels that are almost undetectable. But if a patient stops taking the drugs, the virus rebounds. That's because even the most potent HIV drug cannot kill all of the viruses in a patient's body. And there's new thinking on why this is so. Routy suggests that the viruses go dormant.
If the virus persists, it's because it's sleeping in immune cells with special immune cells called memory CD4 cells that keep the memory of the immune system.
Using a sophisticated blood filtering machine, Routy was able to show that HIV was hiding in a very small number of CD4 cells in some patients who were taking antiretroviral drugs.
We took a large quantity of cells from each patient in a study, and then we had enough cells to select the cell, to do cell sorting, to study, in fact, five subgroups of CD4 cells, and we find where the virus hides in each subset. That was never done before.
Once the HIV gets inside these immune system CD4 cells, it's almost impossible for antiretroviral drugs to target the virus and kill it. Routy says instead, doctors need to give patients drugs that can target these cells. Such drugs exist. They're a new generation of medicines being used to fight cancer, and they can attack so-called sleeping immune cells that harbor the virus.
So the idea is to add on new therapy to wake them up, die, and be replaced, and then we can expect to decrease the HIV reservoir, or one day, in one or two decades, to cure or to eliminate all the infected cells.
And if these infected cells can be killed, Routy believes HIV can then be eliminated from a patient's body. He says he will continue to work on this line of investigation. Routy's research is published in the journal Nature Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.